you put the garbage out back in the garbage.
Cans.
And you fry eggs in the morning in a...
Skillet.
You wouldn't fry them in a frying pan?
Yes, you can. Same thing. Only we say skillet.
You don't say spider, though.
No. Did you miss the...
No. No, we never said spider.
You used to cook up soap out back in a big iron...
Kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a...
Spoon.
And, you say you had some flowers growing out back in your flower...
Garden?
You want
flower bed?
Flower bed.
And you want to bring them inside for a bouquet,
flowers.
So you go out and what? What do you do to the flowers?
Pick the flowers.
Pick. And you bring them inside and put them in a pretty...
Vase.
After the meal's over, the housewife says, I guess I'd better...
Clear the table? No, we can't.
The dishes.
Wash the dishes?
Or wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the soap off, she...
Rinses.
That's why I was there. Sure. Because she wasn't contributing.
How would you describe the piece of cloth that you use to wash the dishes with? What do you call it?
Dish cloth.
And the piece of cloth used to dry the dishes? Wipe?
Dish towel.
Tea towel. What is that?
Either one.
And the piece of cloth you used to dry your face with would be a...
Washcloth.
Or to dry your face.
Face towel.
Okay. When you get water, you turn on the...
Faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider, you turn on the...
Spigot?
I don't know.
It's isn't it?
That's the way you spell it. If that's the proper term, I don't know.
And I suppose you want to hook the hose up to water the lawn. You hook it up to the
faucet
outside?
Well, there's another term for it.
Is it hydrant for that?
Hydrant.
And you want to pour some water.
We used to call it hydrant when they were separate out. Now they're all come in, you know, and we always call it faucet. It's connected right to the house, you know.
You're going to pour some liquid in a bottle with a narrow opening. You better get a...
Funnel.
And if you want to make the horse go faster, you better use your...
Whip.
And go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. He's apt to put your groceries in a...
A bag or a box.
What'd you say?
Carton.
That? For the paper container, it'd be a...
Bag.
And suppose you bought 50 pounds of flour, it would be in a cloth?
Sack.
And burlap, would you say burlap bag for potatoes or gunny sack? Or?
Well, yes, if they burlap them now, they have, I don't know what they call them now, do you, with the great big holes in them?
Mesh
bags.
Mm-hmm.
But the others were... Gunny sack when you bought five, or when you bought 100 something like that.
Gunny sack.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it.
And if you had cider in a large quantity, you might have a great big wooden...
Barrel.
There's a difference in size between the two?
Barrel is larger, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now if you'd reverse and say, would you tell me, pronounce barrel for me, please?
Barrel.
And...
Barrel.
And you pronounce keg for me.
Keg.
Okay. You ever say for about this much wood, you're going to carry in a
armful?